In the heart of Iraq's capital, this was once a rubbish dump. Now it's a lush and clean public park. The transformation has been achieved through a campaign to reforest the city and expand green spaces.
This campaign aims not only at beautifying the city and increasing green spaces, but also saving such abandoned lands from public abuse, including fly tipping and illegal construction.
During the past two decades, informal settlements have expanded across large areas of green land in and around Baghdad. And less rainfall has led to drought, higher temperatures, and more frequent sandstorms. The World Bank says carbon emissions have doubled in Iraq over the last 10 years. A lot of the country's emissions are attributed to the use of oil and gas.
We have about 6 million vehicles in Baghdad alone. If each one consumes 10 liters of gas every day, that means 6 tons of emissions every day. We hope this afforestation campaign can alleviate pollution levels by eliminating carbon dioxide emissions and providing oxygen.
Municipality workers here say nearly 400 green spaces and parks have been planted so far. While emissions from transport sector and power generators are most felt across the city, parks like this one have become a refuge for many people, especially those living in slums and densely populated areas. For residents here, a walk in the park at night offers a respite from the dust and heat of the day.
We live in cluster buildings in this area amid a housing crisis, so we look for a breathing space for us and for our kids.
Some people bring their guests and relatives to hang around with us here because they don't have that luxury at home.
The newly planted trees and green public spaces will take time to restore Baghdad's natural environment. But for people living here, they're already reviving some of its lost beauty. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.